Okay, today's daf is Moikatan, daf Yutes. Yutes has the Mishnah. Again, all these halachas related to Inyani Avelos. The Mishnah discusses how if somebody sits Shiva before a Yantif, so then the Yantif breaks the Shiva. If somebody finishes Shiva, even day seven, before Shiva, then even Shloshim is broken. That's the Mishnah. It says 3 days, but we pass it even a minute. Even a minute before Yantif, Batal Mimenu Gzeira Shiva. So there is no more Shiva if somebody sits Shiva even for a moment before Yantif. Shmona, and if somebody sits 8 days, which means already into the Shloshim, so then Batal Mimenu Gzeira Shloshim, then the Shloshim is also broken. Mifresha Amru, because the Mishnah says, we paskin Shabbos o leveina mafsekes. Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva, but is not mafsik. After all, right, you always need a day of a Shabbos in the Shiva, right? There's no Shiva without it. Regalim mafsikim einam olam. The regalim, the yantif, is mafsik and eino ole that breaks it and does not count. Why is this? This we've discussed in the past, but this is the difference between oneg Shabbos and Simchas Yantif. There's Vesamachta Bechagecha, as we had a couple of days ago also, regarding the issue of getting married, one of the five reasons why you can't get married, back on Dafches, or so, on Yantif. But Shabbos is Oneg, and therefore Oneg can coexist with Avelus, but Yantif cannot. And that's why it is broken. So the question is, how much does one have to have before Yantif in order to have it, to have it broken? See, we pass in even a minute. Even a minute. What about Shloshim? How much of Shloshim does one need to have beforehand? So this is a discussion now we have on the top of Yutes Mabez on today's daf, where we have the principle of Miksas Hayom Kekulo, and the fascinating Chiddush of Abishol. Abishol says the Brisa, Hakovar Spezo Shloshi Yodim Kodam Aregel, Balem Enigdir Shiva. 3 days before, which Rashi said is the Ikar Avelos, but really we pass even a minute, so then Shiva is done. Shmona Yamim Kodem Aregel, if Erev Yantif is day 8 of the Avelos, so then Shloshim is done, because day 8 is beyond Shiva, into the next unit of Avelos, and that's Shloshim. Balem and Exer Shloshim. Umagalech ever Erev Aregel. And on day 8, which is Erev Yantif, I'm allowed to get a haircut. But if I didn't get a haircut before the regal, then I have to continue the nihugim after the regal, meaning it's not totally broken, it just stops. Abishol says that one is allowed to get a haircut after the regal, after observing a little bit of shloshim before the regal. Shekashem shemitzvah shloshim mevatel gzeira shiva, just like a little bit of shiva break shiva, kach mitzvah shiva mevatel gzeira shloshim. So too, some shiva break shloshim. Says the Gemara, what do you mean shiva? Shiva vanan shmona tanan, you need 8. Ksavar abishol, miksas hayom kekulo. Some of the day is like the whole day. Right, like we have in other areas of halacha. Rubo kekulo. Right, the majority is like the whole thing. We have in different areas of halacha. We have it by Yashrita, and we have it by Rashi quotes at the beginning of Sukkah, and we have it by Dayanim, etc. So Abishol says, Bechsiyo kekulo, v'yom shvi'i olelo lekan ulekan. And day 7 counts as both. Counts as a day of Shiva, and counts as a day of Shloshim. So even though you wake up in the morning, it's day 7, right? Let's say Monday was the Kfura. So Sunday is day 7, and Sunday is Erev Yantif. So Sunday is Kilu is day 7, the last day of Shiva, and the first day of Shloshim, and therefore, after Yantif, it is done. That's the Chiddush of Abishol, Olo Lo Lakan, Ulakan. And the Gemara continues and says that we paskin like Abishol. Rava Amar, halacha kabashol, bazu, bazu. Nahardoi says, and we paskin that way, Damar Shmuel, halacha kedivri hameko ba'avel. We paskin kedivri hameko ba'avel. I think we had a shiur about that in a different mesechta earlier, but we paskin like Abishol. Tosva says, nira dalacha kemoso, bechomai de palagatanagama. Bain b'mixazim kakula, bain l'inyanim lo gilach. Right, it's we paskin across the board, but for our purposes, we'll focus on miksas hayom kekulo. There is another element mentioned here, and that is the Rav Amram Amar Rav Avel. Like, how much of miksas? Like Shiva, we say even a minute. if there's a niyug. What about shloshim? So Rav says, or even at the end of the shiva, kivan sha'amdu menachmin me'atzlo muter berachisa. Keman kabashol. When's the mixas? When the menachemim leave. When the comforters leave, let's say somebody, we paskin, the last day of Shiva, there are people that are Menachem Avel, they come for Shachris, they sit down for a minute after Shachris, they leave, then it's done. Then it's done. Once the Menachemim leave, then Mutter Berechitza. What if there are no Menachemim? So that's an interesting question. Some of the Rishonim here take it literally. Take it literally. The Ritva here. The Ritva says here that if there are no Menachemim, so then there's no mixes of Yom Kekula. We'll get back to that. But let's just read the Ritva, and then we'll get to the question we're going to deal with. Says the Ritva, V'lamanu mimenu, ki kodem shifershu mimenu menachemim, before the malachemim leave, noig ba'avilas Yom Shvi. While the people are still there paying a shiva call, so then it's still day 7. V'achin mashma l'kamon, v'misha babi makom kor v'cholu, umiyu im lo ba'u menachemim b'shvias, right? Ulafsa eino tzorach lahem b'shmini. If they didn't come on the day 7, you don't need them on day 8 to come. Shekvar shoma aveluso me'elea, because the avelus has finished by itself on day 7. But what is mashma from the Ritva? If there are no menachemim, so then the entire day 7 must be held. Right? It's not that just menachemim are a siman, as we'll see. Ulafsachas yom shvi shehi miksaso kekulo hu deboi luhu. You need the menachemim in order to create the mixas of yom kekulo. So we'll get back to that by the Shem in a couple of minutes. But that's this is the halacha, and there's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch devoted to this halacha, simon shin sadihei in Yoredeo. Right? Be'inyin miksas yom hashvi vashloshim kekulo. We pass in mixas of yom kekulo at the end of day 7 and the end of shloshim. Kivan sha'amdu menachemim me'etzal ha'avel b'yom shvi, says the Shulchan Aruch, once the menachemim leave on day 7, mutar b'chol advarim sha'asar ahem, then the avel is mutar on all the things that he's asar. In toch shiva, everything that was asar during shiva. De mixas yom kekulo, loshna mixas yom shvi, loshna mixas yom shloshim. Kivan she'hanetz hachama b'yom shloshim, balim enegzir shloshim. Right, that's the halacha. We pass like abishol, then the shiva, then the shloshim. Rama adds, Haga, ube medinos elu, she'ena menachemin regilin lavo b'yom shvi. Guess there were some places where the last day of Shiva they didn't come. The Rama says, it's just a time issue. Tzarech lahamtin ad sha'a, she'regilin menachemin lavo b'shar yamim. You wait till the time that the menachemin usually leave in the morning. The hainu lacher yasim beis haknesses. Shiragilin labo menachemim. The menachemim come at the end of shul, so that's when you have to keep till. Kain nirali. That's what I think. That you don't literally need menachemim. Delo kama shiragilin lahamtin shah alayom. Dena davatali rakba amitas amenachemim. Kain mashma bashiri. That is the Ramah. So we paskin that day 7, at the time that the menachemim leave, so sometime a little bit in the morning. So a couple of important points to discuss. First of all, Shabbos. Shabbos. What if day 7 is Shabbos? So does that make a difference? So this was a tshuva of the Bach. The Bach has a tshuva in the Chadash of Simin Nun Gimel. If day 7 is Shabbos, says the Bach, you cannot say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Because Mixas Hayom Kekulo needs a Nihug also. We'll get to this later as well. You need to do something. So on a weekday, you get up from the Menachemim come, and then you are comforted, you're makabel the Tanchumen, and therefore that could count as a partial day. But on Shabbos, there's no Maisa Hanikeres. There's no public act that's clear that it's being done L'shem Avelus, and says the Bach, that's required. That's required. Says the Bach, Avel Shachal Shvi Shalom B'Shabbos, Buzel L'Grosel L'Shabbos, could you give him an Aliyah? Could you give the Avel? Is it after, right? The assumption is that during Shiva he does not get an Aliyah. So is it considered after Shiva? Right? Different minhagim of different places to getting an Aliyah after. So you're allowed to call into the Torah or not? And if you're not allowed to, is there a difference between Shachris and Mincha? So says the Bach, Tshuva, Nirlani is Daiti, Da'asur Kol Hayom. The Bach, right? This is not Beferish in the Gemara, right? So the Bach comes along and 1600s says that it is Asur if day 7 of Shiva is Shabbos. Even though he quotes our Gemara, and we hold that Mixas Yom Kekulo, Nira Dadafka Bechol, Hasam Utaka Amar, only on a weekday do we say, Tekiva Da'asa Maisa Avelus B'Mixas Hayom. since he did a Maisa Avelus, Chashiv Kekulo, the Yatze De Chavasa B'Maisa Avelus, Sha'asa B'Mixas Hayom. He was Yotze with the Mixas that he did, U'bat Menek Zer Shiva L'Gamrei, U'mutra Filu B'Rechitza. Avol B'Yom HaShabbos, Te'enu Noeg Bo El Advarim Shebet Sina Kol Hayom. But on Shabbos, we only have the private Halachas of Avelus, Aser B'Dvarim Shebet Sina, Te'lo Yatze De Chavasa Svira Zayin El Aba'osa Maisa Shenikar Mishim Avelus. Where do you see this? He quotes a Ramban on Tamar's daf. The Ramban on Tamar's daf. The story there is Rabbi Chiya comes. Remember, they were relatives, Rabbi Chiya and Rav. He says, "Is my mother alive?" He says, "Is your father alive?" "Is my father alive?" He says, "Is your mother alive?" He didn't give him a straight answer, and he took from there that they both had been nifter. So Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin as well. So says the Ramban there, quoted in the Rush. Dibishmua Rechoka. Ain Isser Ela Ben Ilas Asandal. Oh, so what did he do there? He took off his shoes. He took off his shoes once he heard the news. So what do you see from there? Mikol Makom Eino Yotze Yidei Chavaso Behepsik Zash Yasa Davar Anikar Mishum Avelus. But just he won't wash his hands. He won't learn Torah. He won't something for a couple of minutes. He won't do something. What do you need to take off your shoes for? Alma Da Afilu Bishmua Rechoka Dekil says the Bach. Even by Yeshmua Rechoka, which you hear about the Avelus after a delay, which is much more kal. There's only one moment of Avelus. You have to do something. What, he didn't work. He didn't learn for a couple of minutes. No, that's not good enough. Imkain kol shekein b'gzira shiva, which is more chamur than a case of Shmua Rechoka. You have to do with Maisa Hanikaris. And since on Shabbos, you can't, there's no Avilus Beferhesia on Shabbos, it's also for him to do a Maisa Beferhesia. So therefore, there is no bittle of the Shiva, and all day is Aser Dvarim Shebetzina. Right? That is the Chiddush of the Bach. And he quotes this raya from the Gemara and the Ramban. And the Ritva seems to be a basis for that, because the Ritva says you need literally, right? There are no Menachemim on Shabbos, and you need literally Menachemim to come. And if they don't come, then you're not going to say Mixas Hayom Kekula. There are other Chuvas. The Chuvas Yehuda Yale and Simon Chaf also doesn't allow an Aliyah, but maybe if he's the Gabbai, he's allowed to stand there and call up, because that's not really a nihug of Avelis. But other Achronim say that no, you don't need it. Mix the same kakulo. Right? It's the yom. Right? It's not that you need more than that. And even if you do other nihugim, it would be okay. If you look in the Taz. You look in the Taz here, and that is based on, right, here's the Taz and Shisa Lihei, whether you say Mixas Hayom, the Taz elsewhere, in Tuf Beis, that's why I couldn't find it here, in Tuf Beis, Sif Hei, the Taz talks about this, that's talking about by the Shmua Rechok and Shmua Krova case, which is the riot that his father-in-law, the Bach, brought, so that's where the Taz is Mekel. Hashemeh Shmua Krova, Bishabis. Hashabbos olalol yom echad ulamachar koreav havele yom shishi shvi lavelas. Then in here he talks about the tshuva, and he is mekel. So many poskim are mekel regarding this. Where he quotes this at the beginning. Bechad b'shabbos pasuk hechid kan divrei Rabbi Chiya lomo meno imes bechad b'shabbos havele yom shvi b'shabbos dein lino bo iser dvarim shabbosin ala b'miksas hayom b'shachres b'nei tzachama kama shekazav Rabbi Chiya kan lini imes b'shabbos to bezel lo masino cholik alav. In the Hakshos Mixas Hayom, so he quotes this, and he is Megal. This is what the Minog seems to be. If you look at the Stechemed also quotes, the Minog is Lekula. This is in the Asifas Dinim, Hilchas Avelus, Os Chavtes, Rabban Maskanas Rabbani HaAchronim, who came? Umutur Lalos Lasevet Torah Shachris, Ayan Rabbanim Zachal Avram, you can get an Aliyah. If the 7 day of Shabbos, they could even get in Aliyah. Good. What about nighttime Mixas Hayom Kekula? So generally we say daytime, right? The night is not good enough. That's a discussion here in the Rishonim. Tosfos here has 2 days on Chaf Aleph Amaveis. The Rashi has 2 days on Ardaf. Whether nighttime counts, we know like for Hilchos Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, we had that earlier in the Maseches Megillah, that you need Svira and Shmira during the Yom. That's a special din of Yom. But what about here, Mixas Yom Kekulo? So that is a discussion in the poskim here, different deos, but we generally assume that's not good enough. That if an Avel cancels Shiva on Leil Shiva, the last night of the seventh, but it's the morning of. Just a little bit of lumdus regarding these issues, and that is, let's say we paskin, right? We paskin like Shloshim breaks Shiva, and Yontif breaks Shiva, and Yontif breaks Shloshim. So let's say day seven is Erev Yontif. So we split that, and that counts at the beginning of Shloshim. So does that mean that day seven is also day eight? Or does it just mean that day seven counts for the beginning of Shloshim also, but it doesn't really count as day eight? L'may nafkamina? Line of Gemina, though we paskin, let's say Yantif counts as a day of Avelos, and Shmini Atzeres counts as a week of Avelos, and Shmini Atzeres counts as a week of Avelos. How many days are done after for Shloshim purposes? Shiva, there are no Nihugim afterwards. But how many days have to be counted after Yantif for Shloshim? So 29 or 30, right? That's a machlokas between the Racha and the Rifier. Meaning, is day 7 also counted as day 8? And then you could get a haircut on day 29, right? Or not. So that's the one question. Rav Shechter has in Bikvei Atzon a discussion of Mixas Yom Kekulo, where he quotes the Achronim, we discussed this in the past, who discuss, why don't you say Mixas Yom Kekulo by Shabbos? Right? Once you do part of Shabbos, you know you have a busy day, you want to get things taken care of, Mixas Yom Kekulo. You say it by Shiva, you say it by Nida. Let's say a woman has a re'iyah 10 minutes before Shkia. So that's Mixas Yom Kekulo on day one, right? You say it at the end of Shiva. You don't say it at the end of Nida. Special din, you have to wait the whole day. But Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, theoretically. But why don't you say it on Shabbat by Shabbos and Yantif? As he quotes that from the question from the Gaonim at the end of Maseches Tainus. Why don't you say, that he quotes that from the Gaonim regarding Tisha B'Av. He quotes from Rabbi Yosef Engel regarding Shabbos and Yantif. So some say, Ramami Pandu says, you only say Mixas Yom Kekulo by negative things, by Tumah and by Avelos. But by Inyani Kedusha and Simcha, you don't want to minimize. Right? So you don't say Mixas Yom Kekulo. Right? Which is difficult. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this in Nazir and Dav Hei, and he says, what about Nazirus? Nazirus, we say Mixas Yom Kekulo, right? Those sugis are Nazirus, and sometimes we say Ola Lakan Olakan. And Nazirus is the Davar Shevek Dusha, so why would you say it there? So he quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik has a different shot. Mixas Yom Kekulo is only said by what he calls a malos, a personal counting. You can't say Mixas Yom Kekulo by objective days or dates. If today is the fourth of the month, it's the fourth of the month the whole day. I can't say, oh, towards the end of the day, it's Mixas Yom Kekulo. No, it's the fourth of the month the entire day. I can't say by Shabbos and Yontif, Mixas Yom Kekulo, because it's Shabbos today. It's Yontif today. I can extend it. I can expand it, but I can't minimize it. I can expand, that's the concept of Tosefes, but I can't minimize it. When do you say Malos? Only by personal, when do you say Mixas Yom Kekulo? Only by personal countings. By a Shiva, by a Nidif. I have a chiv to count a certain amount of days, not an objective day, a calendaric day. But if I have a chiv to count a certain number of days, so then that's where we apply Mixas Yom Kekulo. But Shabbos and Yontif, obviously, I'm not counting that. That's an objective day that I have to hold, and therefore it doesn't work. But there's another additional point as well that Rav Soloveitchik makes, and that's similar to what the Bach said as well. We know that we just said here, Mixas Yom Kekulo, the end of Shiva and the end of Shloshim. What about the end of Yud Beis Chodesh? What about the end of Yud Beis Chodesh? Right? Do we say also Mixas Hayom Kekulo there, the last day of 12 months? Do we say Mixas Yom Kekulo, somebody dies on the 10th of Adar, so then on the 9th of Adar the following year, do you say Mixas Yom Kekulo? Right, or not. Right, that's not mentioned here in the Gemara. It's only mentioned by Shiva and Shloshim. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Sadi Hei, right here in the same Simen that we're talking about, Mishimeis Aviv Oima Barosh Chodesh Nisan, Lo Amrinon B'chavtes Ba'adar She'achar of Mixing of Gekulo. You don't. El Tzorach Linog Dvar Ma'asurim B'yidveis Chodesh Ad She'ikanesh B'rosh Chodesh Nisan. No, it's full. You don't see Mixing of Gekulo on the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh. And the Ramayah is Vinagullah Hosif Od Hayom Shemes Ba'aviv Va'im. And you hold the yard side. So it's really through. But that's not the reason Yom Tov became a gulo. You could have said it on the beginning, the morning of Chavtes Adar, and then held to the yard site afterwards. So why don't you say Mixiyam Kekulo by Yud Beis Chodesh? So the Shach and the Taz discuss, Mixas Hayom Kekulo is only when you count days. You could say part of the day is like the whole day. Mixas Hayom Kekulo, quoting from the Chumash Hadeshin. But if Yud Beis Chodesh, you're counting months. You're not counting days. So what are you going to say? Mixas HaWat Kekulo. Mixas HaChodesh Kekulo. We don't have such a principle. And you can't say Mixas HaYom because the year is not made up of days. Halachically, it's made up of months. That's the unit. And therefore, you don't say Mixas HaYom Kekulo in that regard. So that's one lumdus that is said. But Rav Soloveitchik had a different idea. And he said, no, Mixiyam Kekulo is only when you have a personal count and when you have a positive nihug that you do. Not just isurim, but a positive nihug. So Avshiva has positive nihugim. Shloshim has positive nihugim. Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh, there are isurim. There are limitations, but there might not be positive nihugim. The Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh leka nihug klal. V'inyi Mixiyam Kekulo gidro, desagi b'nihug t'tchilas hayom achron shalom alos. Right, you get to do some niyug on the last day. But a Yud Beis Chodesh is sheyimana ha'avel asasmo mimotaros umitanugim v'idunim. So the avel should withhold certain pleasures from himself. And because there's no niyug, therefore it is, you don't have to mix them with kulo. He uses that to explain the difference between nida and zava. We know nida needs 7 days daraisa. You say mix them with kulo by nida at the beginning, but not at the end. Right at the end, he's full. Even though a zava, really, on day seven, she theoretically, I mean, she has to be wait just in case she has a re'iyah that day. But the shiva nekiyim, you can say, makes them cool theoretically if you go to the mikvah during the day. But neither not. Why? So he explains because zava does bedikos. She has bedikos shiva nekiyim, and therefore that's a positive nihug. Nida, we know, midah raisa doesn't need any clean days. After day seven, she does a bedika, and if she's clean, she's clean. So go. That also could connect to the malos and the positive nihug that one needs. Okay, we'll stop here. There's more, but we will continue.